The FBI, of course, continues to do good work. On April 25th, local authorities in Sacramento and the FBI announced the dramatic arrest of the Golden State Killer. That same day, it helped bust 39 people in Pennsylvania in a cocaine trafficking investigation. 14 prison employees in South Carolina in a bribery case, and 2 men in New Jersey in a $5.3 million tax evasion probe. Assistant FBI Director William F. Sweeney, Jr., who runs the New York field office and oversaw the April 9th raid against Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, says his agent's response to the turmoil has been to double down and say, hey, we're going to keep on moving. Some question whether the FBI has gotten too big and has been asked to do too many things. After 9/11, then-FBI Director Robert Mueller, who is now the special counsel leading the Russia probe, made massive new investments in counterterrorism and intelligence, shifting resources and investigative focus from white-collar crime and bank robberies. Many of the Bureau's woes developed on Comey's 3.5-year watch. They extend beyond the most visible controversies, like the Clinton email and Russia investigations, to his costly confrontation with Apple over unlocking an iPhone used by one of the terrorists in the San Bernardino, California shooting in 2015, and beyond. Critics say Comey's penchant for high-profile moral fights has ironically undermined the Bureau's reputation. Trump himself has used that line of argument to challenge the FBI. Democrats have questioned the integrity of the Bureau as well, with Clinton and her aides claiming Comey and the FBI helped tip the election to Trump. But the biggest difference between past crises and the current one, according to virtually everyone interviewed for this article, is the president. Trump has continually attacked the integrity of the institution and its leaders, alleging not just incompetence, but bad faith in the commission of justice. Ronald Hosko, who retired in 2014 after 30 years at the Bureau, compares the moment to a wildfire, saying Trump is either the spark that creates the flames or he's standing there with a can of gas to stoke the flames.